Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Fantastic.
I was going to say this hot heat.
It's hot, but that's okay.
Probably in a little bit we'll be complaining that it's starting to get cold.
That's exactly right. Hey, you know what starts this week?
What's that?
State Fair.
Oh, I should have. After I said, what's that? I was like, oh, yeah, it's State Fair.
Kentucky State Fair starts Thursday, runs for the next 10 days. So it's the 19th through the 29th.
Yes. So I know that Chris is really excited about State Fair, and it is a nice area to go.
Thursday's the 18th. No, Thursday's the 19th.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not too far away. You know,
no!
People can get to just a quick drive. I guess not a quick drive. It's really like a two-hour drive for some people.
Right from here in Bowling Green, probably 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not very far, and it's a lot of good stuff to see.
That's right.
Yeah. But speaking of things to be talking about and seeing, you've been getting a lot of questions, it seems like, about forage testing. So that's kind of one of our inspirations today on Get the Scoop, is whatever you all ask for is what we try to deliver right here on Get the Scoop. But Chris, tell us a little bit more about forage testing, especially during this summertime, to take advantage.
I think people are getting a little anxious. Some people are already feeding some hay, Kristen, depending on where they're at with the drought situation. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So people are getting a little anxious. Plus, it's just that time of the year. Maybe they're wanting to market some product. Anyway, I've just been taking a lot. I've went out and done a few samples and this kind of stuff, and some agents do that, some agents don't. But I've been out a little bit and, you know, had people in. And so I thought we'd talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. So what tips do you have for our listeners this morning?
No, you need to do it.
Do it. You need to do it.
All right. You know, Kristen, forage sampling is one of the things that we do. Actually, we don't administer that through the University of Kentucky. We work cooperatively with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. So there is a little fee to that, okay? So it's $10 per test. And a lot of times I'll test. I was on one farm the other day, and we tested 7 different lots of hay, okay? It had as few as, these were large square bales, 3x3x8s, but they were as few as 20-some and as many as 188, okay? So there's different combinations there. But, you know, when it cost $10, and I did 7 samples for him. So, but, you know, it's cheap because it tells you exactly what you're going to be feeding or selling or buying.
True.
Okay?
All the above.
So there's all 3 ways to look at this. So, if you know, most of us have got plenty of hay this year. It looks pretty plentiful, or at least going to be close. However, if we have to start feeding it earlier, you know, we may have to do some supplementation, that kind of stuff. So knowing what we need to supplement, how much we need to supplement, and knowing, you know, what we've got to maybe be able to move our hay around in different, you know, to meet the peak needs of our cattle. And the only way we can do that is through forage testing, okay? So to me, we talked about, you know, we talk about soil testing, and I know I've said this on Get the Scoop before, forage testing is the next step, all right? Your soil testing, you're spraying for weeds, okay? All right? You're really using good bulls on your cattle, all right? What's the next step? We forage test, all right? We know, then we start pinpointing what we're doing. Now, from going 180 degrees, from a instead of feeding, let's talk about from a sales. The cool thing about the forage testing program for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, let's say that you send in a forage sample, Kristen. You can check one box, and they will put that up on their website for free as hay for sale.
That's good to know.
So they're going to put it up there as free for hay for sale. It's going to have a nutritional analysis right next to it. Well, it's a great marketing tool, okay? And I know people that market all over the southeastern part of the United States hay through that free service.
That's nice.
Okay? Now, let's look at it one more direction here in the last few seconds here of the show. If you're buying hay, get it tested, okay? You wouldn't buy something unless you knew what you were getting, right?
Right.
Okay? All right? You're not going to buy a pair of boots until you try them on, okay? So let's go ahead and get that hay tested, and that way you know exactly what you're buying because you know what you're going to have, how much of it you're going to have to feed. If you got any questions about forage testing, pick up that phone give us a ring at the Extension office. We're in all 120 Kentucky counties, plus all of the counties down in Tennessee. Give us a call about it.
Chris, thank you for all those tips this morning on forage testing, and we want to invite you back here with us tomorrow because Chris is coming back to tell us how to prepare those grain bins for the fall harvest. So make sure you tune in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen, brought to you by our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.